Hey, welcome to the Brady's episode. I don't know what it is anymore.
17 is what I'm naming the file.
All right.
So we will assume it is episode 17.
This is Justin.
This is Bruce.
Oh, this is the break-in.
I'm probably not going to end the sound effect anymore. You realize how much of a pain that is to sync up with us going to break-ins?
Pause. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I used to edit these things, like way down.
Really?
We used to do like an hour and a half, and I would edit it in a half
what
hour.
Did you edit, like the first six?
No, it was...
You did nine. You did at least the first nine.
Yeah.
Because eight turned out to be eight and nine.
But I would trim it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to... when did I take this over? 10?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so three more, and then it goes back to you for 10.
Oh, great. Because I also had to, like, edit them.
You were syncing
up. It was never working, yeah. I had to listen to it.
You were syncing up three different audio tracks back when we had a third man.
Yes, it was the worst ever. Not that Mike was the worst, but the...
I miss Mike.
Yeah, well, I talked to him the other day.
Yeah, where is he still living in Iowa?
Yeah.
He commutes to Myersburg?
We actually got together and hung out for once.
Good.
So
I'm glad you girls are back together.
It was at a party, actually. It was Ray, Mike, and I all sitting at the same table.
Yeah, good.
Very weird.
Good. I don't know Ray well enough to say good, but good on the mic. Ray's not a jerk.
No, he's not.
Ray's a fine guy, but I don't know him well enough.
I like them both.
Like Mike better. Going to say that. Just throw that out there. Nothing against Ray. I just like Mike better. I've thought about sending Mike my Dread Fox thing, have him read over it. Because from what I understand, he's literate.
Okay. I don't know if that's slapping my face because I don't want to do your Dread Fox thing.
Yes, it is.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. See if you can get him to draw it. So,
I just like somebody to go over and give me an opinion.
I did give you an
opinion.
Rather
than my wife saying, that's nice, honey.
I gave you an opinion. I wrote notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you took them with you when you left. And you're like, you don't want to see the rest of these.
They probably weren't friendly.
I don't care.
All right, send it to me again and I'll give another look.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
If you haven't printed it out, it'd be even better. Okay. So, on Facebook today, I asked, which is today, I guess whatever the date is.
September 8th.
September 8th.
Support our troops.
If anyone wanted to hear anything besides the main conversation.
Yes.
And Wheeler Hall suggested we talk about cosplay.
Good old Wheeler Hall.
Yes. Now, I Wikipedia'd it. So I
Wheeler
study.
Hall? Is he on Wikipedia?
He is.
Wow.
And he's in a costume. No, that's not true, Wheeler. I like you. But I Wikipedia'd cosplay to try to study it, and I got real bored. Real quick. I just started looking at the
Even
pictures.
With all the pretty girls?
You know, I did find out
dressed
that
like olive oil?
It was the mid-80s.
And various other cartoon characters.
When the name came about.
Cosplay.
Yeah.
It's just costume roleplay, right?
Yeah.
Is that an abbreviation?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Costume roleplay?
There's a whole other Asian meaning to it.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then
like Fooly Cooly is actually Furry Curry.
I don't know about that.
FLCL.
When it got to the part about the sexual cosplay, I was more interested.
I think those are just called furries, aren't they?
I don't know.
People who dress up.
I remember there was an episode of CSI about that.
About cosplay?
Yeah, and sex. Yeah.
I think NCIS Abby from that show is dressed up.
Huh.
I don't
watch either of the shows.
My wife likes NCIS. So, so cosplay.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if I know enough about it to have an opinion.
I mean, I see him dressed up at conventions.
Yeah. Hey, I've had my picture taken with people dressed up. Maybe I don't understand the fine line between somebody just coming in costume and people cosplaying.
I think I studied that.
Okay.
Yes. It's if you, me, your wife, my girlfriend, and our friends all got together, but we dressed up in a theme. So we were all DC characters.
Yeah.
Or brown Marvel coats. Or brown coats. Or
Lord
Disney
of the Rings
characters. Thing. Yes. That is cosplay.
Okay.
Us coming up, and I'm dressed up as Shaggy, and you're dressed up as, I don't know,
I like
Barney
the way you're struggling to dress me up.
Barney from Andy Griffith's show.
Andy Griffith, yes.
That doesn't make any sense. But if we all came out as Andy Griffith people, that would make sense. That would be cosplay.
So cosplay is a community.
Yes.
Okay.
That
now,
comes together.
People, let's say that there's a guy from Minneapolis who dresses up as Lex Luthor.
Right.
And then there's a guy from Toronto who dresses up as Superman. Mm-hmm. Then there's a chick from Cleveland who dresses up as Lois Lane. If they run into each other at the convention, and decide to hang out because they are themed like characters. They're all, you know, DC properties who tie into, you know, action comics and all that.
Cosplay.
Would that be cosplay or would that be coincidence?
Impromptu, if they decided to get together after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I assume cosplay was some sort of happy-go-lucky, you know, freak show stuff, but it's not. It's apparently just multiple people dressing up.
Have you seen...
That's it, right?
Yes. Have you seen... What was that movie? Role Models.
No.
Okay, I've seen the...
That was LARPing from the trailers. The live-action role-play.
Oh,
where they're all dressed up
as
knights and
stuff. Cosplay.
That's not cosplay. Okay. That's LARPing.
Okay.
That's live action. I know that.
I gotta study this. LARPing.
Yeah, live action role play.
Wow.
Because they were like fighting each other with swords and stuff, right? And casting spells.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
I would think that would be cosplay.
Like, no, it's like real. It's like, I don't want to say real life Dungeons and Dragons, because obviously you can't cast a spell in real life.
Right.
So it's like 3D interactive stuff.
I can imagine, though, in the future...
Some of the guys Ralphie worked with did that.
Like, we have Renaissance Festival.
And I'm like, wow, I'd much rather just set up my computer. The graphics are better than, you know, a 40-year-old man wearing tights and a robe in the woods with a stick. I cast Vine Envy.
George Perez was recently in a cosplay.
Saw that.
You saw that.
Saw that
in
the
cool.
Final Crisis.
Yeah.
Infinite
the multiple
crisis.
Supermans.
Yeah,
but
multiple Batmans. There was
that
four
works.
Batmans.
Well, yeah.
Catwoman was chubby.
Yeah, she had a couple too many cat treats.
She had something, some catnip stuff in places it shouldn't have been.
Maybe she's off the catnip.
She
and
has
eating too much. Mm. That's cosplay, though.
Okay. Well, then, you know, cosplay is not half as scary to me now that I know that. Because, like I was going to say, I've approached people at comic book conventions who are dressed up and had my pictures taken with them. If it's just, you know, one person, like, hey, Zan. I ran into somebody dressed up
as Zan?
As Zan from Farscape.
Oh, I think it's awesome. She'd love to
I've never
that.
Had my picture taken with human Zan.
Okay.
But Zan from Farscape. I had my picture taken with her, and Ruffy had her picture taken with her. And I was like, oh, it's cool. It's somebody from Farscape. But I will say, if there was a group of people dressed up like Farscape characters, I probably wouldn't have approached them.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Well, there's cosplay conventions, probably,
yeah.
I can imagine. Now, what do you think about the squadron? People dress up like stormtroopers. Do you think that's cosplay?
I think it's just squadron people. No, I've known some people who have gotten into that, and it's a little too far for me. Like, there's like membership dues, and there's like monthly meetings, and you have to, here's our code of conduct. It's like a biker gang. It's a really geeky biker gang.
Hey, maybe biker gangs are cosplay for Grease.
Probably not.
No. Well, we'll just insert the laugh track on that one.
So I think that's we've defined cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
I've stated my opinion about it at
right.
least.
Oh,
you,
I don't.
You
I don't,
on the other hand.
No, I don't get it. But I can't judge because I'm like, I guess I have my own thing.
Yeah.
So I've
never been tempted to dress up as anyone else.
Well, if I were to join a cosplay, I guess. I don't know. I would have to say Saved by the Bell.
I would go Night Court.
There you go. That's
if I shave,
uh-huh.
Poof my hair up enough,
right.
Dan Fielding.
Oh, I was thinking Bowl.
Bowl?
Pretty tall. Shave.
Shave my head.
I could be Mac.
No, you could.
They don't know what I look like. There's never been a picture of putting it on here. And with my voice, I could be... What's her name?
Roz.
Roz.
Selma, the old lady before
Roz?
Yeah.
That's
what you're talking about. I know that show. I love that damn show.
They don't know what I look like.
I would be Art.
I don't know. Was that Brett Spiner?
He was the maintenance man.
Oh.
I don't remember Brett Spiner's character's name.
You know Brett, remember
yes.
him being on this.
He was the hillbilly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like seven episodes of that show.
I recently blew someone's mind telling him that Brett Spiner was on
Night
Court.
He was great in that.
Yeah.
So?
I think that's it.
That's cosplay in a nutshell.
We'll be back for another topic.
Round two.
Yeah. Thanks, Wheeler.
Friendly Psychic Music is an independent home recording collective based out of Dayton, Ohio and Denver, Colorado. Our bands don't practice or play together, but rather mail their contributions long distance and layer the results. Friendly Psychic Music is not a record label, just a collective of like-minded musicians. We do not accept demos, nor are we looking for any new artists. We do love feedback, though. FriendlyPsychicsMusic.com.
So, Bob Wheeler is the name of the character that Lieutenant Commander Data played on Night Court.
Wheeler Hall, Bob Wheeler.
Bob Wheeler
Hall.
Here
we go. The circle is complete.
What's up next?
You tell me, Mr. List.
Yes. You say Lisp or List?
Both.
Okay. The Dr. Creep event.
Yes.
Yes. I'll let you talk about it because you know more about the event, at least Dr. Creep, than I do.
Do I?
You claim to, or at least you seem to when we talk.
Oh, it seems like I'll start from the beginning. Dr. Creep was a local television host here in Dayton, Ohio. Back in the, what would you say, 70s, 80s?
Late 70s, early 80s.
Late 70s, early 80s. He worked at what was then NBC 22. It was shock theater. Mm-hmm. A late night, weekend type of, he would host a horror movie, like Elvira, but not half as sexy as Elvira.
Or Peter Vincent.
Sure, from Fright Night. You know that's fake. Okay. There's no real Peter Vincent.
I am upset.
Anyway, So, Dr. Creep did that for a while. I can't remember his real name, and you know, I, even if I did remember it, I probably wouldn't say it because he is Dr. Creep.
Right.
For all intents and purposes, when he dies, he will be buried as Dr. Creep.
Like Batman's Bruce Wayne.
Sure.
Or the other way. Yeah. Bruce Wayne's Batman.
He's not doing well.
That's fun to hear.
He hasn't been well for a while. The MDA Liberty Telethon was last weekend. And he's always been involved in that. And I guess this year he couldn't make it out there. So they went to see him. And I don't know if he's on the verge of going into a home or if he is in a home, some sort of assisted living place. But he's not doing well at all. He's had bouts with cancer in the past. He's feeling troubled times a couple different times in his life. Had problems getting employment here and there. I guess it's finally hit rock bottom. So our good friend, Matt Brassfield.
Yes, correct. Matt Brassfield.
Who we know from Mavericks, and he works at was it GameStop, or it's not GameStop, what is it? Game something.
I don't know. It's on the Woodman.
Yeah. I see him at the game place.
Yeah, I always see him at Mavericks because Wednesday mornings he helps out. Wednesday mornings.
Oh, I only ever see him at the video game place now because I don't see him where he used to see him. There's my little wife walking by. Matt, I guess, is close to Dr. Creep.
Very close from what I hear, yeah.
Yeah, and Matt came up with the, I don't know if he came up with the idea or he's just spearheading it. I'm going to go ahead and give him credit because mm-hmm. Matt's a really nice guy and he's a smart guy, and I think I'm just going to give him credit because I know I'm going to like him. So Matt came up with the idea of taking Dr. Creep's old shock theater episodes for a lot of these public domain movies mm-hmm. and transferring them to DVD and selling them, like a Dr. Creep series, you know, volumes one through whatever.
Right.
And another way to push this was to have local artists do covers for it. He asked myself, Justin, Eric Schomborn, Jason Young.
Matt's doing one, too.
Matt himself is doing one.
Joe Grunewald?
Yeah, Joe Grunewald, Amanda.
Juliet. I can't even Matt's girlfriend.
Yeah, okay, but there's quite a few people.
20
people. Couple dozen people,
yeah,
who are doing these original covers of Dr. Creep and of the movie, and mm-hmm. Matt's, I think, gonna mass produce these and try to sell them,
right,
to raise some money to help Dr. Creep out,
right.
So that's the situation as I know it.
That's pretty much what I know at least.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else.
And I think Matt's gonna get them printed here pretty soon because the deadline to turn in your art was
yesterday, right.
And I think he'd mentioned extending it for a couple of people, but it's got to be wrapped up here pretty soon. I mean, the deadlines are.
Yeah,
deadlines.
I threw out saying if he needed any help, I would.
And I know Eric's doing two for him, mm-hmm. so.
I know you could push one out like another time. I'm not saying I'm not to throw your name in there, but
no,
you're a quick artist.
No, and I thought about.
You're very quick.
Yeah, I thought about saying, "Hey, Matt, I'll do another one," but my son was sick last
right.
weekend. This weekend I'm going to Kentucky. Weekend after this. We have our comic book convention.
Right.
Got a lot of stuff going on right now.
Right.
So I didn't want to overextend myself. You know, if Matt sent me a Facebook thing or an email and said, hey, could you do them? I would probably stay up late and do something for him, but I didn't want to go ahead and volunteer to.
I'm just saying,
potentially ruin my
could.
Family.
Right.
I'm sure as soon as we find out something else about the Dr. Creep stuff, I'll put it on my website. I'm sure you may mention something on your website. We'll definitely mention it in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can buy them, how much they are.
So I didn't know if there was going to be like an event where they're going to be sold.
It seems like there would be some sort of like release party or something like that. But can Dr. Creep go out? Could they take him somewhere?
I mean, maybe they'll have it at that game place or something.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was like some kind of shindig.
Yeah. That would make sense, because I know they've had fundraisers, you know, Party in the Park and stuff like that. Not Party in the Park, I think that's for freaking dogs. What am I thinking of? They had some sort of Dr. Creep thing a couple of years ago because we ran spots for it at the TV station.
So now what did you,
of the Stone Women was the movie I was given. It was a Technicolor, really awful movie set during I think the 19th century. It was it wasn't very good.
Would you have picked one? Since you've seen what the choices were, would you have decided to pick one over just being given one?
No. Okay. No. If I would have picked one, I think I want to tread lightly here because I don't want to give you a hard time because you picked yours.
Right.
But
no, it's okay.
I think given the opportunity to pick one, I would have gone easy on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Pick something I've seen, pick something I've enjoyed, pick something that it was like, oh, I can draw that. That's easy. But him giving me one, just all the hell back, Mill of Stone Women. What the hell is that? Mill of the Stone Woman. I'm looking it up. I'm trying to figure out who was in it. I have no idea. And I like that. That was easier for me because if he would have said The Time Machine. I love The Time Machine. H.G. Wells' Time Machine. Probably one of my favorite older movies. That and, you know, some Hitchcock stuff like Rope. Things like that. But, again, let's say he would have said The Time Machine. I have preconceived notions.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen The Time Machine enough. I know what the actors look like. I'm familiar with the original movie poster. I have an idea what's going on. But with Mill of the Stone Woman, I'm jumping into this thinking, oh my God, there's a windmill, there's these statues, there's this creepy looking Italian chick, blah, blah, blah. And on mine, and I didn't see it on yours, and I didn't see it on the other ones I've seen. Matt mentioned, oh, by the way, there's a subplot running through the Dr. Creep interstitials where there's a haunted nose.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So I mentioned that in mind. And I haven't seen anyone else mention a Dr. Creep-specific subplot.
I've only seen a couple, you know, that have been done.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't see any. And I was going to do it. I mean, I broke a
lot. If he would have told you, hey, you know, there's a haunted nose or whatever, you'd have said, well, that's cute, whatever.
Yeah, I kind of did what I wanted. And I would contact Matt. I contacted Matt a lot about my ideas and sending him text pictures of my ideas. And
really?
Yeah, I really wanted
to. I just sent him the final.
Right. I got approval throughout the entire thing. I was very... I picked Last Man on Earth because I saw the choices. And I was looking, I was like, I don't know anything.
See, I didn't even get a list of choices.
Right.
He was just, hey, would you be doing one of them?
I was at the comic book shop. He was there.
Oh, okay.
We started
talking. You're face to face.
And I've never finished anything for Matt. He's asked me to do several things. I always feel like a chump.
I was worried, to be honest with you, completely honest right now.
Yeah.
When you said, oh, I'm going to do one for Matt for this Dr. Creep thing, I'm like, man, if Justin blows this off, he's killing a man.
No, I wanted to actually finish something for Matt. So back at Gem City Con, I drew someone, Vincent Price.
I was there.
You were there, and it was all right, but I wanted to take the challenge of actually sitting down and drawing Vincent Price, and I own the movie. I own all the I Am Legend movies.
Omega Man. And
right. And, you know, I'm working on it, and then I also decided I'm not doing a color. I told Matt, I can't do this color because it was black and white movie. I feel like Ted Turner. If I colorize this thing, I go, I promise the logo will be color. I promise you. So he goes, okay, that's fine.
And it was one color.
It was one color.
You cheated.
So... Well, it gets better, actually. So then I drew Vincent Price, and I drew actually one of the infected that's in. I don't want to give too much plot point away, but one of the infected that's on the cover is actually.
If you haven't seen one of the 9 versions of I Am Legend,
well, he's actually in the movie. I actually drew the character that the main infected character is in.
Uh-huh.
Is in the center, and then he also said, "Hey, can you draw me and this other guy?" And I said, "I don't know who the other guy is, but I can't draw you because you don't look like you." Belong in the 1960s, early 1960s.
Yeah, the hair.
Right. I said, you just don't look it. Yeah. I would gladly draw him. So the other guy, I looked at his picture, Andy Kopp, that's it.
And that sounds like a fake name.
Yeah, and I said, I can do that. You
sounds
know,
like a futuristic, like a wind-up police officer.
Or the...
Hey, look, it's an Andy Kopp!
Who was the guy that sold the hot pretzel chips or something? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like a little Andy Kapp.
Yeah, Andy Kapp.
Yeah, that you're
that's
wearing.
That's what I was thinking of.
He always beat his wife.
Yeah, I don't want to...
It was the only comic strip where the main plot point was, hey, he's beating his wife again.
You don't read between the panels on Blondie, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. So I fit him in there, and then I did the logo, and I had it gray. And I said, I can't do it. Color. It's killing me. So I put a color in there. I picked red. And I sent it to him. I said, what do you like? I sent it to a couple people. What do you like, gray or red?
Didn't send it to me.
No. Because I don't send you any picture texts. I don't really send you pictures. I always send you texts, but I just never send you pictures.
You don't run things by me either, which is fine, because I'm a jerk, and I would be like, oh, no.
Yeah, and I would hurt, and I'd be in a fetal position. I would hurt you, and then be in a fetal position. No,
why,
I wouldn't hurt you, but
why would you hurt
you'd hurt my feelings. You'd hurt my feelings. I'm sensitive.
Well, I preface it by saying I'm a jerk.
Well, true.
That makes it all better.
And I'm getting better at taking your criticism. Like tonight, when we had the knives at each other. So, anyhow, the point is, I won vote, gray. Another vote from Matt, red.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I said, I like the gray because it works with the image, but it works against the image because it kind of blends in a little. But I liked it because it looked like an old-fashioned thing. The red, though, popped from the image better than the gray did. And it's red, there's blood. I really didn't want to do red, but I promised in the end I would have some color on there. I mean, the grays were, you know, there's different shades of gray on there.
Matt has the file now. He can do what he wants with it.
Oh, man, that better not happen.
I will stab Dr. Creep.
I will
take him.
I love you, Dr. Creep, but... No, I thought it would be interesting, and I don't know if this is going to happen, is... if there is some kind of event, we can show up. Or when they do sell them, I don't know where they're selling them.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. If we can maybe sign the covers.
Well, I would be curious to see whether or not they try to sell prints of some of the covers.
Mm-hmm.
This art belongs to Matt and Dr. Creep. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't care about it. I think it's one of the nicer things I've done. I think it was one of the first things I drew 100% digitally. But it's Matt. You know, he can print up posters, whatever helps Dr. Creep make t-shirts on, I don't care. I'm not going to make money off of it. Who am I going to sell a picture of Dr. Creep to?
I would love to make money off of mine. I need money right now.
That's because your Dr. Creep is one of those hidden 3D images you get across your eyes.
It blows people's minds when
they
see it.
That's
cheating. Not cheating.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
We were told to put Dr. Creep in it.
I did put Dr. Creep in it. I didn't just be blatant about it.
Is mine blatant?
Yes, yours
really?
Is blatant.
I think mine works in. He's got a little background.
Yours
he's got a panel.
Anyone. What I did was I took it and I changed it up. And there you go. If you want to call yours fantastic, I can call it blatant. If you want to call mine cheating, I call it an interesting way to get Dr. Creep in there.
I met the criteria.
So did I. I put Dr. Creep in it.
Twofold.
I put Dr. Creep in it.
Threefold, actually. Color. I have a plot point from Dr. Creep's interstitials. And the creep right there, front and center.
All my stuff approved
by Matt.
By Matt.
He was just tickled shitless that you did something.
I was very happy. But everything
it looks
I did,
good. It looks good. I don't want you to think I'm just giving you a hard time.
Everything I did got approved through him. First, and
your tree looks good. I'll say that.
I had a long conversation. I know we're probably going over here, but a long conversation where I said, "Look, Matt, if you feel at any point that this is too out there, I'll just do something different.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I'll do it, but I'll do something different."
Right.
And he got them pushing for it. Maybe he wants a wide variety. I don't know. I'm curious what other people's look
like. Well, it's probably why he asked different people to do it. If he wanted something to look similar, he would have just asked one person to do all of it.
Right.
He asked different people to do it. Part of me thinks he asked us all individually to do it because now a wider audience of people, potentially, will buy these DVDs.
Right.
Not saying that we have fans so much, but I'll probably buy a handful, take them to a con with me,
mm-hmm.
sell them base to head. Like, hey, I did the cover art for these DVDs.
Yeah.
What is it? It's some old horror movies.
And would you then take the money and give it to Matt?
Because I would buy the DVDs.
Oh, you'd buy them for... And then, okay.
I'd try to resell. Yeah.
I understand.
I'd buy 5, 6, 10 maybe DVDs.
That's actually a pretty good idea. We should suggest that to Matt when it comes up Gem City or Space or whatever.
Whatever he wants to do. If he wants to handle that or whatever, he can get his own booth. I don't know. Maybe he'll wheel Dr. Creep out. Dr. Creep's in a wheelchair. I don't know. But no offense to Dr. Creep, but... I'm going to just say he wheels it out.
Right.
And, you know, maybe Dr. Creep's there at a booth. And
he's an old man.
He is. And he's not healthy. He's never been healthy. We have an archive room at the station. I work at the stations Dr. Creep used to work at. We have an archive room. We don't have any copies of his shows or anything like that. Because Matt had wanted to know if we did. And we don't, I'm sorry. No one saved that stuff. No one saved any of the old Clubhouse 22 or even the Fox Kids Club stuff from the 80s. No one saved any of that stuff. No one thought it would ever come in handy.
Huh.
We have the head and one of the hands from Ace the Bear.
Remember Ace the Bear? No.
Oh, he always told us happy birthday.
Was this before 1990?
Yeah, this was... Well... Yeah, this is before 1990.
It was before November...
I don't know.
Mid-November 89. I was here.
Anyway, the archive room. We have some old promos of Dr. Creed. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, tonight on Shock Theater type of thing. And we have a lot of newspaper articles about him as Dr. Creed. And we have some articles following him afterwards. Because I guess receptionists in the past, they would go through the paper and they would cut out things. So we have kind of newspaper clippings documenting his health and its decline and him getting other jobs and losing them, and it's an incredibly sad tale for a man who just wanted to make people happy and smile and you know, liked puppets. And I truly believe, given the opportunity, that he would have put on Shock Theater until he died.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe these will help him out too, not just financially but emotionally, you know.
Yeah,
I know from first-hand experience that, at least from my experience, that I've helped someone out that was very sick and kept their good spirits up, and that's what hopefully maybe turned something around.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if nothing else, to make him feel better about his accomplishments. Dr. Creep will not be forgotten.
No.
There are people out there, regrettably, who pass away, and we forget about them.
Right.
But Dr. Creep...
Can't remember their names.
I would go through a list of them, but... Nothing. Dr. Creep has made an impact, and all of us doing this for him, it's the least we can do. You know, I say I'm doing it for Matt, but a little part of me is doing it for Dr. Creep, too.
Yeah, I hope to get to meet him, if and talk to him.
I've met him. It's.
I mean, after the DVD releases.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Right.
That'd be nice.
Then ask him which ones he likes the best.
If I'd have done this all in black and white, Dr. Creep, what do you think? You're a horrible man. Horrible man. Okay, we'll be right back.
Well, hey there, pilgrims. Won't you head on over to justinwasson.com? Check out some Gemini serials, whack comics, little guy, and hell, you can even find some other copies of these great podcasts. That's justinwasson.com.
And we're back. This time, this is the main part.
I think this
is a little more focused than our usual... podcast.
Yeah. It's as if you actually give a damn.
I don't, but we've actually focused on the main part to be the end. Which is...
We can just skip it.
Yeah, it's really not important. It's a Cincinnati Comics Expo.
Yep.
Not...
Comic-Con. No.
I've never heard of the Comic-Con before, but apparently someone mentioned something about there being a difference. I saw on a video... that someone said not the Comic-Con, but the...
No, it's
Comic
Expo. I think I've been saying Expo.
Yeah.
I've linked to them like 9 times on my website. It's always been to the Expo. I'm not sure what the difference is between an Expo and a con. Obviously, there's differences between, you know, the Cincinnati Expo and the Cincinnati Comic-Con, but just the words themselves, what's an Expo and what's a con?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. Although I will say, you know, God bless the Cincinnati Comic Con and all that. But Expo does make me think there's going to be like futuristic cars there.
Yeah, there might be. Might be some Batmobiles.
like it's going to be like a car show makes me think. But like a Gun and Knife Expo maybe. I don't know that word just.
Well, there'll be a costume contest there.
There will, and
so
gaming apparently.
Hopefully some cosplay will go on.
other stuff.
So, the first topic of the Cincinnati Comic Expo is, well, let's talk about when it is first, I guess. It's September 18th.
18th, yes.
It's at the Cintas Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. I think it's Xavier University.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's where it is.
Going to GPS it. Just go to
CincinnatiComicExpo.com. Yeah.
CincinnatiComicExpo.com.
Yeah, $7 to get in for adults.
Cheapish.
$5 for students.
Cheaper.
Children 10 and under, free. Yeah. Paying adult.
And the student ID, I don't think your student IDs go bad.
Yeah.
I've seen guys in their 30s still have their student ID.
Well, like, yeah.
So...
Once you go move to, like, you whip out your student, like, dude, and they're not, you know.
No, they don't.
They're like cops in the 80s checking for drunk drivers.
For cocaine.
Here you go. Oh, okay, you're good. Go ahead.
Yeah, whatever, man.
They haven't cracked down on that yet.
You're not driving in my neighborhood. I don't give a shit.
Whee! So, what are you taking?
I still have copies of Clubber Vance 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Getting 4 printed. In theory, it'll be printed this week. Also going to take some 11x17s of stuff mm-hmm. I've drawn to get printed. We've discussed this numerous times.
Right.
The guy we were sitting next to, Dave, I can't remember mm-hmm. his name now. Kevin Meinhart was. I wonder if he's going to be there.
Well, you to keep talking.
Yeah.
And
I'll the guy we sat next to at Gym City in April, Kevin Meinhart, really nice guy, extremely nice guy.
Uh-huh.
A little more educated about these cons than I was, at least. I will assume we are. He was selling prints of stuff.
Right.
And people were buying this stuff up. It was mind-blowing, you know? So I thought, well, I got to get some of this action. Not to steal any of Kevin Meinhart's thunder.
Well, he's not going
to
be there, so
well,
the
wonderful. But I'm just, I'll take his place.
Well, hopefully sit next to Kleb.
Don't like that guy. We can talk about you may add him as a bullet point. And I want you to tell the story about it.
Oh man.
Woo. So I got prints that I'm gonna be selling. Not of Clobber. Because I thought I would widen the fan base a little more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People are gonna walk up black and white, it's a you know, a balding guy with a big mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is that?
It was in the Dayton Daily News.
Was it? Oh, well, I was on their website. Yeah.
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 .com.
Yes. Their website.com. So, drew Joker Harley.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine. Oh, there's something else. What else did I draw?
Thor, Joker, Cap, Wolverine. You were doing the thing about the Nightcrawler one, wasn't that?
Yes, no. I still and the Nightcrawler one. Yeah. So there, I think it's pretty well rounded, isn't it?
Yeah.
2 DC, 2 Marvel.
Yeah.
3 Marvel. 4 Marvel.
Well, I mean, you have 2 people on
1 DC.
The DC one.
Wow, that's not rounded at all. That's 4 Marvel, 1 DC.
You have 2 people on the DC one.
That doesn't count. That's 1 DC picture.
Doesn't have to.
Jeez. Huh. Anyway, so
yeah,
I'm gonna have 11x17s of those. Still haven't nailed down the price point yet.
That's always a tough one for you, I think.
It's incredibly tough.
Yeah.
Because I get such a good deal on things
mm-hmm.
that I can screw myself and sell stuff for nothing.
You need to go the opposite way.
I don't know how.
Well, you take whatever cost to make it.
Yeah.
And you quadruple that.
Well, like Clobber Vance, I was selling that for $2,
mm-hmm.
I think. 20 pages, black and white, $2. I thought that was reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But now that comics are $3.99, can I now charge $3 for a black and white comic?
Yeah. Yeah. You can charge whatever you want. You think you can sell it? You can sell it.
Yeah.
I think these people understand. Me, I made more copies of my collection. And
it's a good collection.
Yeah.
As I fall asleep.
That's all right. I had 20 more printed up, so...
Okay. Same stock of paper.
Same everything.
Same error.
I gave them the example. I said, "This is what I want."
Yeah.
And the same person did it.
Okay.
And I said, "Look, you can take all the time you want. You got weeks. I don't care. Just give me a call whenever."
Yeah.
And it turned out fantastic. I might take some more of those prints of the cover.
Yeah, unfolded.
I seem to sell a couple of those well. That's it. I don't have any cool prints. I might do that for Gym City.
Yeah. Well, there may be another one. Somewhere in between this Cincinnati thing and Gym City. Tell us how you first heard about the Cincinnati thing. And
I have no idea.
Because you're the one that brought it to me.
Yeah, I did.
You're like, hey, there's this con.
How did I find out about it?
I may still owe you money for a table.
You do.
I like to be like, you definitely do. My wallet's...
I need money.
My wallet's conveniently in another pair of pants.
I think I found out on Facebook. I think Facebook is how I found out about it. And I don't
know. The only thing I found out about on Facebook is beard growing competitions.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, apparently there's going to be one at Gym City Con next year, and some guy's sending out like daily updates about that. And I don't know how to block updates for people.
I can show you.
Really hate Facebook.
I'll show you how to take care of that.
I appreciate
that. I have no recollection of how I found out about it. I know it had something to do with Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's when I talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea where I would be currently.
Yeah.
And, well, it's still looking a little good, like I got the day off.
Well, it's kind of a good thing that you paid for this in advance, right?
Right. Then well, no, I was still...
You were unemployed.
Yeah.
When you paid for, okay.
Yeah. But...
I'll get you that money before you leave tonight. Don't let me forget.
However,
although I did just make you dinner,
that counts.
You're just gonna shit that up.
Yeah. Well, who else is gonna be there? I guess that's important to talk about.
Apparently, the man behind Batman,
The producer, actually the guy that fought to get the 1989 Batman made.
The
1989 Batman made.
The one with Bill Murray.
Yes. No. No, it was Michael Keaton.
Yeah, but Bill Murray was Tim Burton's first choice.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But it was before Tim Burton.
Yeah.
He was shooting out almost a decade prior, I think. I remember I watched the Batman behind the scenes not too long ago.
No.
And he's actually used to teach classes, I think, in the 70s about comic books.
Say the guy's name.
Michael Uslan.
Uslan. Yeah.
You know him, IMDb him, he's big guy.
Well, he's... You told me about him, and you're like, oh, Michael Uslan, he's done this and this. I had never heard of the guy's name. I've heard of the guy's body of work.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't recognize his name. And, like, at the con, I don't plan to run up to him, hey, Michael Uslan, I really liked your work. He's the guy behind the scenes who made all these dreams come true for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach someone like that?
Say, I loved you in that documentary.
I love that behind the scenes thing.
Yes, I think if I saw him at a convention, I wouldn't remember his name, but I would remember his face. I know this guy.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think he has a distinctive face. I mean, this is a bad picture.
Yeah,
we're looking
thumbnail.
At.
I can't recognize
the picture. But I've seen enough of his documentaries behind the scenes. He's in like all the DC documentaries, any animated thing. Yeah. He goes on and on, talks about the history of characters because he knows the history of characters. Yeah.
He's a fan, and since he's a producer, he's good at raising money.
If Mark Waid was Hollywood, it would be him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not a dreamer. He's not a fanboy. He's a mover and a shake.
Murphy Anderson is a big name, golden age name. That's
Moving on?
Yeah, we're moving on. We're done.
Moving on.
Sorry, Michael.
Just scroll down
please
there.
Please hire me.
Give me a... We're looking at the website right now, which
there's actually no scroll.
Cincinnati
ComicExpo.com. Yeah.
Murphy Anderson apparently won a gold medal.
What?
Olympics.
I don't think that's true.
Gymnastics.
I think you're reading Golden Age comics.
Okay.
But he did a lot of inking. He inked over Kurt Swan.
Okay.
That's how you get Kurt Swanderson. If you ever seen Swanderson in any of his big inking.
I haven't, I'm
great
sorry.
Guy.
Just
I talked
that,
to him
I'm
many
not that
years
old.
Ago. Okay. Well,
Tony Moore?
Sorry, well, we haven't got to him yet.
What? You just scrolled past him.
Oh, sorry.
Is that the third guy there in the phone 3D?
My apologies. Tony Moore,
co-creator of The Walking Dead. Did a nice stint on Ghost Rider.
Oh, he did.
Frankencastle.
Yeah.
The little Punisher thing. I mean, he's a good artist. A Battle Pope with Robert Kirkman?
Never read it.
I would go up and see him.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
If I left my table.
Mm-hmm.
Which I may not. Yeah, hopefully, we'll be too busy to leave our tables.
Well, that's another thing. When I first saw this convention and I saw the list of names,
yeah.
I thought, okay, there's a couple okay people there. We'll do all right. Now we have almost 70 people.
I know.
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking.
We're going to get buried.
Yeah.
Shirtless. That's my fallback plan.
Steve Scott.
Fall
great
fails.
Guy. Talked to him at the Mid-Ohio Con. He worked on X-Men.
Forever. Book you love.
And he's a nice guy. I don't pick up anymore, fortunately. I got the axe.
Oh, Steve Scott, leave it?
No. Just, I had a bunch of comics and that one guy.
It happens. You have financial problems.
I don't really know a lot of these other people.
I recognize some of them. They've been to cons we've been to
Andy
before.
Bennett.
Andy Bennett. See him Oh, hang on. Who's that guy that has no information next to his name?
Troy Boyle.
Troy Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
Interested
he's
in
Danny's
in Danny Boyle
Danny.
A little bit. There's another guy.
Is your, Harold? No. Harold? No. Yeah.
Gerald?
Gerald?
I think it's just Gerald.
Yeah.
Let's not make the guy any.
Geraldo.
Harold.
Cal Crum. Gotta love that guy.
Do we?
No.
Do you want to tell your Kel Crum story?
I told it on here before. I just didn't know his name was Kel Crum.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So, reference back to what would it be, 14, 15?
Kel
Crum? It's Justin's arch nemesis.
Yeah. Sean Forney.
Sean Forney.
Sean
We've
Forney.
Rubbed elbows with him numerous times.
He just ran a great benefit for getting the guy with cancer.
Yeah.
So, there you go, Sean Forney.
A lot of Pantheon logos up there.
Oh, Bruce Hughes.
Yep, and I look creepy in that photo.
That's actually the one I was going to pick for you.
Is it? That's like the only photo of me where I don't look like a young George Lucas.
I never thought about that. I like you a little
hey,
bit more
now.
Hey,
there's another guy.
Who's that?
I always butcher his name.
Darren? Or Dara?
Dara. He was
Naragi?
I'm not even gonna try to say it. He was with Ferret Press and the panel stuff like that. Really smart, well educated guy. I've talked to him numerous times about lettering and coloring and printing. He's just cool cat.
Scott D. M. Simmons. He does a lot of Star Wars merchandise.
Yeah. Okay, so he's a painter.
He does designers. Designer one of the reasons I tried to file for Lucas saw his stuff. I thought, cool. Lucas.
I can do that.
And no, I had to go to college.
Wow.
I think that's about all the people.
Looks like a professional wrestler there.
I'm guessing David Uslan's related to Michael.
Probably not.
Justin.
Is that you? You sent him yet another photo?
Yeah, I didn't. They picked
it's like your fifth photo.
No, that was the one I sent him.
Okay.
And then they put something else up. And I don't know why. So I sent him another email. Because
that's a bad photo of you.
Oh, I like that one. It's very serious.
You can't see you.
It's very serious.
You're hidden behind your hand.
Yeah. Serious.
CincinnatiComicExpo.com/... What is that?
Guests.
Guests.php. Mm-hmm. Justin's photo.
Yeah.
You can't tell who that is.
You know who it is?
Dwight Schultz, maybe?
It is an awesome mofo.
No, it
that's
isn't.
Serious.
No one's... You're unrecognizable in that photo.
My apologies. Let's look at that one.
Which one's that one?
I mean, look at some of these. I don't know who these people are.
Where's that professional wrestler guy?
I don't know anymore. All right, we're moving on.
Yeah.
We're gonna cut and come back to talking about a couple more things. not including my awesome photo.
Please come back.
I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me.
Man, that was boring.
Yes, us sitting in front of the internet scrolling.
But if you were to go to that website and scroll along with us as we look...
It would be exciting.
Yes.
And you too would see the picture of the professional wrestler.
Yes.
And
now that you've listened to this suggestion after, go back and do it again.
CincinnatiComicExpo.com.
/guests.
It is .com, right? Not,
yeah.
not .net,
no,
not
it's
org.
No, it's not.
It's,
okay.
It's legit, then.
Yes.
It's a .com. Okay.
.coms. So, one of the things I'm thinking about doing at this convention, which I've never done before, is charging for sketches. Well, let me rephrase.
Hey, that's
charging,
a novel idea. Where'd you get that?
Charging for drawings.
Where'd you get
sketches.
That idea from?
Stephanie.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it your old pal Bruce here?
Well, you were one of them.
Who,
many
I'm one of the Stephanies?
Many people. Yeah.
One of the many Stephanies in your life?
When we spoon, you are. no, you suggested it many times. Actually, other people suggested it
many
times.
I just want you to make money.
I want to make
money.
You're
doing all this work.
Well, that's the thing. So I want to talk to you about your thoughts with sketches, and I also want to ask the...
I'm not doing sketches.
I'm not asking you about doing sketches.
Okay.
This isn't Free Comic Book Day. And this goes out to... Emma, Ryan, TJ, and
Worky,
Spider. All right,
like Sergeant,
and Christy, if you're listening. So, sketches. My question to you is, not sketches, drawings. I got to make sure it's called drawings. Okay. I was trying to figure out the price versus the size.
I don't understand why you're not calling them sketches.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Sketches to me are free, real quick things. Drawings are a little more detailed. What I was thinking about doing originally was I was going to take an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, have it cut.
Like cardstock or just normal paper?
Yeah, nice cards. Yeah.
I wouldn't go nice cardstock because there you're already in the hole.
Well, have it, I'm talking like 8.50 a page or anything, but just something like 90 pound or something. So have it cut into quarters. Yeah. Have my logo printed on each one.
Before you leave, check with me. I may have some paper.
All right. JustinWasson.com. So say that.
Yeah.
That way I'm still advertising it.
Like you would have that pre-printed?
Yeah.
Now see, you're talking about...
That's why I'm charging my...
But I may be able to give you just sheets of paper and you can write it on there yourself.
I don't want to write it on there myself.
Okay, well then I'm not giving you paper.
Okay, then don't give me paper.
Then how would I'm going to give you a ream of paper, you're going to take it.
I'm not asking you for a ream of paper. You suggested it.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you out.
Okay, I'm trying to talk to you about the price.
Yeah.
All right, that was my original idea. And I was going to charge $5 for a bust... only drawing.
Yeah.
Per, what is that, 4 point, whatever, a quarter of.
Right, 8.5 by 11 cut in half, which is, 4.25 by 11?
And then half of that. That's what I was saying. I think you were talking
even
over
smaller?
Me. Well, this is my original idea. This is what I'm going. I'm building up. This is a story I'm building up.
It's like a business card.
No, it's not a business card. Like, if I had an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, I could show you what I'm talking about. Okay.
Here. This will make for great radio. We're folding paper.
Yeah, so half of that, and then it would be a quarter. So a quarter of 8.5 by 11.
I know. I'm still folding.
What is that? Isn't that important?
No.
Okay.
It's a rough.
I'm worried about
it. It's a sketch.
Okay. You got someone to like...
I'll fold my original. I don't give a damn.
So this would be the original
I'm the Michael Uslan of Dayton.
Well, that's why I like to know you.
Okay, so
this is the original concept, which is...
I have a ruler. Hang on, Internet. Hang on. Bear with me, Internet. Okay, so you're talking about selling 5.5 by 4.25, which not as ridiculously small as I thought.
Right.
Index card size, basically.
Yeah.
Index card.
Original theory. Original idea.
Yeah.
$5 for busting up pencil only. Another $5 if you want inked. Now I talked to Stephanie about this.
That jumps quite a bit.
It does, because it would take even more time.
Yeah.
I talked to Stephanie, and she said she felt this was better for the price, which would be 8.5 by 11 cut in half.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were doing.
Now, if it was a full character, which it would be better on half than a quarter, I would jump up the price even more. And then I was thinking also, if they wanted a sketch, if they bought a comic book and they want a sketch, I'd gladly do a free sketch for them on non-printed paper. And I would do that for free, you know.
You know, these are my pencils that I folded.
I believe you did that.
What? What am I going to do with them?
All right. Well, don't... Yeah.
Should I go back in time? I don't know. There's so many parts of that I have varying opinions on. I think at the tiny size, the 5.5 by 4.25, $5, reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you do it in pencil or pen, I don't think it really matters.
For time reasons.
I seriously, I don't think it really matters because I don't see why people would pay more to get it in ink. It's going to be pencil on paper. You're going to be able to see it, whether it's ink or not. Who cares?
Sometimes people like a finished...
When I was doing sketches for Comic Book Day, I didn't mind in ink.
Yeah, I know, but you would also give away your comic book for free if you could.
Yeah, I'm stupid. Don't listen to me about that stuff. Anyway, I don't think there should be a huge difference between pencil and ink, because I don't think people are going to care. If you say, well, it's $5 more if I ink it, people are going to say no, because it's $5 more.
Mm-hmm.
If you just ink it or don't offer to ink it, that's fine. I wouldn't even mention that. I would just say $5, pencil sketch. Okay?
Drawing.
You can call it a sketch, it's fine, because your sketches are drawings. You do not have your quality to charge for it.
I feel like I do.
If it makes you feel better, fine. But your average person that goes out and pays a guy $5, they're expecting what you give away for free.
I walked around the San Diego Con, and I was looking at all kinds of crazy prices. Now, these people, they do a lot better books than... They do a lot more books that sell a lot better than mine, and a lot more ways around the country, sometimes around the world. and they charge insane amounts.
Yeah.
One person was $300 full figure. $300 a bust, I think. Yeah, and I was like, that's crazy. I could imagine doing it.
You don't want to say the name?
No.
Okay.
But,
I go to a lot of people's websites.
Mm-hmm.
People on there, but oh, it's a commission for this, and I'm selling sketches for this. And some of it's insane. There's an artist out there, I guess I won't say the name since you're not saying the name. They sell their warm-up sketches that they post almost mm-hmm. daily on their website. They're selling warm-up sketches for $120. These are things that they themselves have admitted. Hi, I sit down, 20 minutes, I just draw whatever comes to my mind. People are paying over $100 for this.
Right.
You saying, well, $5 for a pencil sketch? People are going to be blown out of the water. Now, you're no one. Nothing personal, but you're no one. Mm-hmm. They don't know you. Your name doesn't mean a damn thing. They're not going to take this home and hang it up. People are like, oh, sweet, you got a Wasson? Awesome. $5, the same things you penciled at the Gym City Con. That's a steal. That's a steal. $5 for that. No matter the size, whether it's half of 8.5 by 11 or a quarter of 8.5 by 11, it's a good deal.
I don't know. I worry that one of our draws to get people at our table was always the free sketches.
Yeah.
And is $5 going to kill it? We're already in an uncertain. At least with Jim said we had some reoccurring people coming back.
Right. Well, I think one of the things we need to keep in mind is when we sit down, we see who's around us and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If we sit down next to, pick somebody off that list who's recognizable.
Uko Smith.
Yeah, if we sit down next to Uko Smith, we got to lower our prices right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to look like crap compared to Uko Smith. Now, if we sit down next to some crappy little guy on there.
Crumb.
Yeah, then we're fine.
Uh-huh.
Because comparatively, we're going to be okay. But we'll need to look at flow of traffic. If somebody walks past Tony Moore and then goes to Crumb and then comes to us, that's going to affect the way they're looking at our stuff. It's sad, but it's true. That's human nature.
If you remember the Gem City Con, and I know we were at the table, but people's perception of us was that we were doing better than the bigger names that were there.
Well, we were chattier. Some of those people wouldn't even look up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were chattier. We had a lot to offer. Our table was full.
Right.
I mean, we had every square inch of that table except for where you were drawing. We had product to sell. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing pretty good, I thought.
I'm still debating on the whole sketch thing or price thing.
I would say $5, and the size is completely up to you. A larger the better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if it was me, if I was doing sketches, it'd be $5 pencil, half of an 8.5 by 11.
And you wouldn't put your logo there at the bottom.
I would just sign it big. If you're gonna put your logo at the bottom, then you gotta pay somebody to print it, right?
Right. Well, that was what I was gonna do.
There's no point in that. Sign your name legibly.
And I just had to look more professional, because kind of like we were talking about making colored signs to put up instead of writing names on a sign. We're actually going to do regular.
Well, if you give me that stuff, I can get it printed for free.
Right. I'm just saying.
At WORK.
Right. I'm just saying that we are trying to look a little bit.
Yeah.
Less spacey and more terra firma.
Yeah, but we've also had people come up to us and say, oh, I only buy local comics.
Mm-hmm.
Usually hot chicks come up to us and say they only buy local comics.
Yeah.
We don't want to look too cool. That's why we don't have $800 vinyl banners hanging behind us with a giant Tim Risen and a giant Clobber Vance standing next to each other. One, we don't have the money to do that. And two, that would be a poor investment because people would look at that and be like, man, those guys have a lot of money. Hang on, they're charging what for a comic? They don't need that money.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Hmm.
You don't want to outsell yourself.
I never like to get that big stuff anyhow. I got
my little Clobber Vance.
Right. I like that a lot. But I'm saying, if I had the capital for that stuff, yeah, I would do it, but I don't know.
That's my opinion. 8.5 by 11, in half, $5, pencil.
What would you charge for inking?
I ink my stuff for free.
Yeah. Okay, but you're not you.
No, I'm not. But I'm just more comfortable with an ink pen. If you're more comfortable with a pencil, don't even offer the ink. And I will guarantee you right now, no one will look at this sketch. Let's say, oh, I want a Green Lantern sketch for $5. I want Hal Jordan with the gray temples. If you hand it to him in pencil, he's not going to look at it and say, well, this isn't inked. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit.
Now, you don't think asking for bust only is bad? Or do you think that's...
I would...
That limits the amount of time I had to...
Yeah, don't be specific. Don't tell them bust only. Just draw the bust only and hand it to them. See what they say. I don't think people are going to be picky for $5. For $5, you can't be picky. You can't get a meal for $5 anymore. And you want something custom for $5?
Right. Well, that's what I'm thinking. I need to make some money, so...
Yeah.
Somehow.
All right. Else?
I don't know. I think we can come back and do like a quick wrap-up.
Okay.
I think that's it.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. So this is the wrap-up portion of the break-ins, where we kind of wrap it up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How appropriate that we call it the wrap-up portion. Segment 5, for those of you editing along at home.
we should do a choose-your-own-adventure one of these days.
We should not.
You can do that.
Although, I've seen there's a thing on YouTube where you can do that.
That's a choose-your-own-blender. Blend
it. No. I was talking about there's one where it's like a campsite thing with a bear that comes up.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like, do you shoot the bear or would you not shoot the bear? Play this video if you...
The blend it one's awesome.
Yeah.
Guy eats jalapenos and peanut butter.
He gets sick. Yeah. A lot. Recap.
Yeah.
We hope to see some of you, a couple of you, maybe, you know... I'll be honest, I'll just be happy if I get this podcast edited by the time of the con. See the 18th in Cincinnati at our first trip to the Cincinnati Comic Expo, cincinnaticomicexpo.com. I know the 41 of you that listen to this podcast regularly for no reason will at least visit the website if nothing else.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm actually going to push for my Cincinnati Facebook friends to be there too.
Okay.
Because I tend not to invite them. Cincinnati, why are they going to come to...
Right, but we're going to be in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so I'm going to really push for them to, hey, guess what? I'll actually know someone that's going to be there. Her name's Ashley, and she's in some kind of movie coming up. They're working on some real indie movie.
Okay.
And they'll be promoting the indie movie that they're going to work on.
Maybe my indie film friend from Cincinnati will be there. Richard Byrne?
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe. I have no idea.
Oh.
He might. I barely talk to him. Although I think I'm invited to his wedding, which may be coming up soon. I should RSVP for that. Oh. CincinnatiComicExpo.com. See you there the 18th. BrucerHughes.com.
JustinWasson.com.
I've been updating my website on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Mine has no comment section, so I tend not to update as much. I do tend to do a massive update prior to a convention.
Yeah.
But not
well, you're on Facebook every 12
minutes.
Yeah,
I'm always updating it.
So if you want to keep in touch with Justin,
Facebook.com/JustinWasson.
You're just Justin Wasson on there.
Yeah,
nothing clever, nothing.
No, it's my name.
Okay. Well, some people name themselves Hawk Girl.
I just put up a whole bunch of pictures of my Gemini Sears launch.
You put up a whole bunch of pictures of you as a child.
I love those pictures.
Yeah. And Steve was right. He does look massive in that photo. His arms are like cannons.
He was working out a lot.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was just the angle or something, but...
No, he used to work out a lot.
How's his job at that place working out?
I have no idea. I don't even talk to him a lot.
You should talk to him. He was a nice guy.
He's a great guy.
He was a big part of your life there for a while.
Him and... Well, I said the Ashley girl. She was a big inspiration on getting Gemini Serials formed.
Yep. Do you want to talk a little bit about... Gemini?
That's a whole other podcast.
Okay.
I would glad if we want to. We'll save that.
I didn't know if you planned on going back to it. You talked about it.
Yeah. Right? Maybe the next podcast.
Okay.
And
maybe after the podcast, we'll just talk like humans.
About 15. Yeah. About 15
minutes
16,
from now.
18 days ago, whatever it was.
Oh yeah.
Sometime in the middle of last month was the 8-year anniversary.
Okay.
Of a book that hasn't been published in 5 years.
That's an odd anniversary. You should just. You know, do like tens.
I still do Gemini Serials related stuff. Usually, if someone contacts me to do something, I call it a Gemini Serials production of some sort. So,
okay.
My artwork, it all goes through Gemini Serials.
And you own that.
What's that? My comic book?
No, Gemini Serials. Like it's not whack.
No,
it's not a partnership. Though you work with Steve.
Yeah, That was more like a work for hire type. You know,
Steve.
Yeah.
You paid him.
Gave him comic books.
Well, that works.
Yeah. But I was considered. I mean, yeah.
I understand. No more explanation necessary.
Anyhow, yeah, we'll talk about that or whatever.
I want to hear what you're going to be doing next, what project's going on, and so did Sergeant Dinky, or whatever the hell the guy's name was on my website. He wanted to know what you're working on next.
Secret project.
Thought you drew hot women.
I don't know where he's getting his information
maybe
from.
Maybe he saw your poison ivy, I don't know.
She was a stripper. Well, she was working at IDW. So that's it, I guess. Oh, and if you dress up in costume, call up your friends. Make sure you guys all show up in the same costume. This is,
themed.
That's it, yeah, not, you know, and I'll be the guy
not
from,
in the same
yeah,
costume.
That'd be embarrassing.
We're all Bill Murray from Life Aquatic. How uncomfortable is this?
And if you see the Dr.
I would love to see a Team Zizou.
Team what? Who?
You haven't seen Life Aquatic.
No. Yet, oh, but I know the cover now. Yeah. They all have like little red cats.
Yeah. That'd be sweet. Man, if all the Star Wars guys, just for one con, showed up as Team Zizou, like 100 Team Zizou people, that'd freak me out.
That'd be cool.
I would probably have a mini stroke and shit myself right there.
I'd like to see the Royal Tenenbaums.
There's not that many of them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're that recognized.
Oh, and if you get to see the Dr. Creep stuff, make sure to buy the
DVDs
of our
DVDs. And I'm trying to think, will that be sold through Matt Brassfield's website?
I have no idea. Online, I know he's doing, I think he's doing a Shock Theater Facebook page coming up. And that's when he's
I know Dr.
Promote
Creep
it.
Has a .com, but I don't know if it's
right.
His .com.
From what I heard, he's going to do a Shock Theater Facebook, and that's where he's going to put all the covers on there. I'm going to contact him, see if I can just post
mine. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
As soon as we find out something, we'll tell people. And my dogs are coming down, so.
All right.
Wrap it up.